You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
CryptEx ransomware gets decrypted again. ISIS may be fraying online. Germany's BFV says Russia's behind PawnStorm. Russia prepares to shut down some 4,000 sites as nests of extremism and drug trafficking. The Vietnamese commercial bank mentioned in a SWIFT-related case says it detected and stopped the attempted fraud. Hacktivists continue doxing and DDoS campaigns against banks. Bug bounties prove tough to price. The VA wants industry's help in the dark web. And how come Vlad gets better Twitter analytics than Jim? I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Monday, May 16th, 2016. We'd like to open the week with a bit of good news and a reminder that white hats can evolve their products just as well as black hats can. CryptEx ransomware had become resistant to the tools released to unlock its victims' files, but Kaspersky has cracked the latest CryptEx version, and the tool to free your data is available as Rano Decryptor. It can be downloaded from Kaspersky Lab's support website. Bravo, Kaspersky. U.S. officials report signs of shrinkage and disarray in ISIS. Intelligence garnered from observation of social media suggests that the self-proclaimed caliphate is having difficulty sustaining effective inspiration online, and that pressure on the ground has induced it to declare a state of emergency in its self-proclaimed capital, Raqqa, Syria. The endgame is expected to be tragic and ugly. Signs suggest ISIS may be seeking to move its center of gravity from the Levant to the Sahara's Mediterranean coast as it shifts operations to Libya and then perhaps Tunisia. Al-Qaeda seems poised for an attempt to displace its rival in Syria itself. Expect a surge in information operations from the base. The PawnStorm Advanced Persistent Threat Group has long been regarded by observers as an agent of Russian security services. One of its victims is now making an official attribution. Germany's domestic intelligence service, the BFV, has asserted that the Russian government is engaged in a long-standing cyber espionage campaign against a wide range of targets. Enemies, or as the BFV puts it, in a way that would seem designed to suggest Kremlin paranoia, suspected enemies. The targets prominently include Germany's parliament. PawnStorm and its Sophocy tool have been found in a variety of other places. Researchers at Trend Micro and elsewhere have remarked on PawnStorm activity in Turkey as well as Germany. Russian authorities are also active domestically, announcing plans to close some 4,000 websites on the grounds that they encourage extremism or facilitate drug trafficking. And in a move widely regarded as a response to government displeasure with its reporting on the Panama Papers, Russian privately held news business RBC has fired its three senior editors. RBC and its editors had reported extensively on oligarchs' appearance in documents obtained through the Mossack Fonseca breach. Investigation into the SWIFT-linked Bangladesh bank hack continues. Researchers from BAE are doing much of the groundwork here, with more reports that malware associated with the fraud bears significant similarities to code that appeared during the Sony hack. Last Thursday, reports of another attempted bank raid appeared, and over the weekend, more information emerged. Vietnam's Tien Phong Bank says it's the bank cybercriminals targeted, but that they were able to detect and stop the attempted fraud. SWIFT has continued to update its customers on this unfolding security story. For its part, the New York Federal Reserve Bank responded to an inquiry about security from U.S. Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, with a statement that it stands by its funds transfer procedures and that it relies principally on SWIFT verification for fraud prevention. The CyberWire received some commentary from Dave Amsler, president and founder of Raytheon Foreground Security, on what people are calling, for want of a better shorthand name, the SWIFT heist. He advocates proactive hunting for threats in a network, especially as criminals grow more adept at evading detection by signatures. Even attacks previously seen can be modified into newly effective forms that evade legacy detection systems. Quote, looking at the recent SWIFT heists, it is clear that adversaries had gained significant access within those networks, end quote. Thus, enterprises should look within as well as without. Other unrelated attacks have continued to hit banks. The Turkish hacktivist group Bozkurtlar, people seem to think they're hacktivists anyway, released data they appear to have obtained from the Commercial Bank of Ceylon. Bozkurtlar is thought to have been responsible for earlier similar attacks on the UAE's Invest Bank and the Qatar National Bank. And Operation Icarus continues its DDoS campaign against the world financial system as Anonymous hits banks in France, the UAE, the Philippines, Tunisia, and Trinidad and Tobago. In the marketplace, analysts continue their efforts to interpret the cybersecurity investment roller coaster. Cisco's results, to be announced later this week, are awaited with particular interest. Bug bounties grow in popularity. How these bounties are priced, however, remains a matter of some controversy. The market that sets the price is complex and necessarily, it would seem, far from transparent. Passcode notes this has led to a complicated mix of satisfied and dissatisfied bug hunters. The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, the familiar VA, issued a request for information last week that asks companies what they can do to help the VA scan the dark web for evidence of compromised and stolen data. Twitter's decision late last week to end the U.S. intelligence community's access to DataMiner social media analytics isn't playing well in the press. Wired calls it, quote, a move that left many scratching their heads, end quote, and the Wall Street Journal notes with strong disapproval that Russia Today still gets its data miner feeds. So what's up with that? It's okay to send data in near real time to Vladimir Vladimirich, but not to Jim Clapper? Come on, Twitter. Where's the love?
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
Joining me is John Lisabor. He's the CTO at Quintessence Labs, one of our academic and research partners. John, I know random numbers are an area of research for you at Quintessence Labs. Give us an idea, how do random numbers come into play when we're talking about cybersecurity?
Almost all cryptographic operations rely on randomness for their security properties. All cryptographic algorithms, including cryptographic random number generators themselves, are deterministic. This means that given the same input and internal state, their outputs will always be the same. This is very important for operations like encryption and digital signatures. So, for example, if the outputs were not deterministic, then we could never decrypt encrypted data and we could never verify a digital signature. However, if we want to use cryptography to share information with confidentiality, integrity, and non-repudiation, it's essential that session keys, identity keys, initialization vectors, nonces, other parameters that are used in cryptographic algorithms and protocols are unique, and they must be unpredictable as well. This is where random numbers come to play. So random numbers provide this uniqueness and unpredictability.
All right, so from a practical point of view, what are the options when it comes to generating random numbers?
There are two forms of random number generators in general use. One's called pseudo-random number generator. The other is a true random number generator. So pseudo-random number generators, also known as deterministic random bit generators, are entirely predictable. The randomness of the outputs of a pseudo-random number generator is entirely dependent on the seed material of the input. The seed material must be unpredictable and must be truly random. So although it's a predictable source, it must be fed with an unpredictable source to give it its randomness qualities. So the uncertainty in the output of a pseudo-random number generator decreases with every few new number drawn from it. The uncertainty is highest when the RNG is seeded or reseeded, but after that, the uncertainty, or the entropy content as we call it, decreases. On the other hand, true random number generators, also known as non-deterministic random bit generators, produce unpredictable output. The most unpredictable true random number generators have what we call full entropy output. Generally, true random number generators are preferable to pseudo-random number generators for security purposes. In practice, pseudo-random number generators may be used because the environment or platform or some other characteristic of where the application or device is being used is unable to support a true random number generator. However, when this is the case, the pseudo-random number generator must be seeded and preferably reseeded with a high-entropy, unpredictable source of randomness, such as is produced by a true random number generator. When the environment or platform is able to support a true random number generator, there's no excuse to not use one.
All right, John Lisabor, thanks for joining us.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com. And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business.